The James River is home to about 80% of Virginia's oyster population. A lot of people don't realize that. The James River oysters are not known to be the most delicious, but we are home to huge numbers of oysters, and we believe that one particular oyster reef is the largest oyster reef in the country, if not the world. It spans over 5,000 acres and has been just this critical part of helping supply baby seed oysters to oyster companies up and down the East Coast. Going all the way back to the 1880s, clippers from New York City used to come down and pick up seed oysters from the James River and take them back to Long Island Sound. So the James has really one of the most important oyster reefs and oyster populations anywhere in the country. Bald eagles are our nation's symbol. In 1976, the year of our nation's bicentennial, bald eagles were completely absent from nesting on the James River, which Congress designated as America's founding river. By banning DDT and through the Endangered Species Act protecting their habitat, the researchers now estimate that the James has the highest density of breeding population of bald eagles anywhere in their range, including Alaska. And so that's a remarkable comeback. Similarly, Atlantic sturgeon, which at the digs in Jamestown, where they were unearthing all the things that the settlers were throwing away, over half of the identifiable bones are the bony plates that line the backs and sides of American sturgeon because they relied on them so much for food and sustenance. Atlantic sturgeon are now an endangered species all up and down the Atlantic coast. We've got enough of a population that's come back, and they do this remarkable thing in the fall. They breach and jump totally out of the water. And so we actually run sturgeon watching trips. And we're the only river in the world that we can find that runs sturgeon watching trips. And it is just a fantastic nature spectacle to be able to enjoy right here on our home river. Conversely, American shad, which used to be the most valuable commercial species in the whole Chesapeake Bay and have incredible historic and cultural significance for us, for the Native Americans. They were hugely economically important to us. And in our State of the James report, they are our first zero score of an indicator because their population has declined so much. So we're really focused on trying to bring the American shad back to what they should be here on the James River.